As of now, we are still making efforts to recover bodies. I'll call it bodies because hopes are very faint that those that have been counted as missing could be found alive. So efforts have been intensified to search for those, but also much attention has been given to caring for those that have been evacuated to some safer ground. So basically, at the moment, the country is in that kind of a situation where we are ensuring that those that are in camps are being taken care of. But an update on the numbers of those that we have lost, confirmed bodies that have been found have now risen to 447, with 918 injured, and we are still trying to account for 282 who have been reported missing.
In terms of the relief effort, are you getting any assistance, international assistance?
As of now, yes, there has been an inflow of aid from various organizations in terms of foodstuffs and sanitary equipment, as well as water treatment equipment. We have received foodstuffs from the Republic of Zambia, but also we have received assistance in terms of helicopters that have landed from the Republic of Tanzania, but also the Republic of Zambia has helped us in that regard. But also the Republic of Mozambique has come in. So I can say the neighbors have come to our rescue. The same has been the case with our Zimbabwean brothers and sisters. They have also come to our rescue. But mostly many organizations, both locally and internationally, are coming to assist in whatever small way that they can. The president has been touring all the regions that have been affected, because mainly it's the southern region and the eastern part of Malawi, where 14 districts have been recorded to have been hit. So the president has been to all these regions. He's just left the eastern region as we are speaking, where he has appreciated the extent of the devastation, and he has repeated his call for more aid to be given to Malawi, because the problem is very big and we need more food as well as camping equipment, but also many other forms of services like skills in the recovery of the bodies that are missing so that they can be given a decent burial.
Thank you so much, Minister.
Thank you very much, sir.